Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local fire department is on a mission to help Florida recover from Hurricane Michael. Let's go in depth with Captain Steve Girard with New Sharon Fire and Rescue. Steve, can you tell us a little bit about your history with New Sharon Fire and Rescue?
I've been on New Sharon Fire since 2000 or since 1976. I'm on my 43rd year. Worked my way up through the ranks. Ended up being chief for 13 years and have just retired in January.
But you're back.
I'm back. I have taken a position of captain just to help mentor a little bit and either stay out of their way or assist when I can.
That was a long time to serve, 43 years. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, and I'm still trying to get it right. I can remember the first fire and decided if you're going to do this, you got to train, and I've pushed very hard for our department to be involved in training.
Do you remember what made you first, go out for the fire department?
Well, no, other than the fact it was the Sunday after I got on, and they put me on the end of the line on a propane tank and said if I didn't do my job, nobody goes home, and I had a lot of time to think at that point.
And it sounds like you didn't go home then. You must have enjoyed it.
No, it's been very rewarding. I've met some great people through the fire service.
Now, one of the things that the New Sharon Fire Department has done over the years is you've traveled to disasters before. Maybe not you personally, but I know that the group has traveled before, and I know that you're heading out soon for Florida. Can you tell us about that?
We started in 2005 when Katrina came in to the Gulf Coast, and at that point in time, we ended up making a contact in Biloxi, Mississippi, and we spent just shy of 4 weeks in that community helping the first responder group try to get their homes cleaned up and dried out from Hurricane Katrina. And with that, developed a lot of friends, a great working relationship with the Biloxi Fire Department, which has since developed into a response team between both of our organizations to go into areas that have been devastated by either tornadoes or hurricanes. And the first one being 2012, when we both ended up together in New York City after Superstorm Sandy, which I think today is actually an anniversary of when that came ashore, and since then have went on many trips together, and we just got back from the North Carolina after Hurricane Florence came in, and while we were there, Michael was starting to develop and coming up through the Gulf, and we knew it was going to get into the coast somewhere, and it ended up in a panhandle. So we are leaving this coming Thursday evening, to head for somewhere around the Springfield, Florida, which is the Panama City area, and we'll be down there for a little over a week.
And you're raising money.
We are. This time, our community, the area that we have served, has done an awesome job in making donations towards our response throughout the states and in Iowa. But this time is a little different. We just got back from the Warsaw, North Carolina area. The money that we have raised, it takes somewhere between $3,500 and $5,000 every time we go out. That's to cover fuel. It's to cover rent, a Bobcat, cover food, those things. All of us are doing it for free. We usually live in an Air Force tent, because we are tangled up with Keesler Air Force Base also. Since we've depleted our funds a little bit on this run, we have set up a GoFundMe account on Facebook to try to help us replenish some funds so we can continue to respond to the first responders in Florida, and have actually set a new name for our organization called First Responders First.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Captain Steve Girard with New Sharon Fire and Rescue. This program will air after you've already left, but still the fundraising after departure will still be necessary, I presume.
Absolutely. We have a nonprofit 501c3 in our association, and we try to keep the disaster response fund separate from our donation funds that come into the ambulance and the association side with the fire.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that you can do it for so cheap. The guys must be feeding themselves and all of that, you know, for under $5,000.
The only thing that we're actually having to pay is for fuel and skid steer. And we've actually figured out we can help so many more people by renting the skid loader rather than trying to wheelbarrow everything to the curb. So it makes us a lot more efficient to spend that amount of money, even though it is probably the major cost that we incur when we're gone. But we, like I say, we get to so many more people that we're able to help. In this case, with us hooking with Biloxi, there's actually going to be probably two teams of us that we're going to be able to split up. So we'll be able to keep a team moving ahead of the skid loader so we can go ahead and bring it up behind and do the things we need to do and keep moving forward.
Now, to us, it seems like, you know, the news happened so fast, it seems like this hurricane was in the distant, well, in the recent distant past, I guess, and in the recent past, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
We usually try to wait a couple of weeks because normally insurance companies are trying to get in. They're actually trying to get roads open, power lines up out of the way. FEMA's generally usually trying to work in. They are making contacts with homeowners. And a lot of that has to happen before we can go in and help the first responder side. So we have to wait a little bit before we can go in and help them.
Well, how do you know where to go?
We start making contacts through the fire service, and usually we can make contacts in with the chiefs. We've been doing this now since 2005, and if I can get a contact with the emergency management, a fire chief or a police chief in an area, with the resume that we have put together over the past several years and places we've been, it doesn't take long for them to realize this group is a good group, we need to get in here. So we're self-sufficient other than we need a place to stay. We need bathrooms and showers. Other than that, we are sufficient to be on our own.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Captain Steve Girard with New Sharon Fire and Rescue. Well, and how many people will go down?
Around six coming out of the New Sharon Fire District. I got a retired fireman out of Oskaloosa. We got a fireman out of Sully, a retired fireman out of Searsboro, a gentleman that's a chief coming out of Templeton, Iowa. These are all contacts that have been with us before. It's usually our group out of New Sharon, but since we've already made one trip to Carolina, we've been to Rockport, Texas less than 12 months ago, plus We've been to Des Moines a couple of times, worked Pella after Vermeers was hit, and also we worked Marshalltown. We're starting to get people that are short on vacation, so we kind of went outside this time to help get a team put together to head down to Florida.
Well, I presume some employers understand what you're doing and support that.
They do, and I want to commend Vermeer. Vermeer has always been a huge benefit for us, and we have several of the employees from Vermeer that are on our fire department. But understandably, they have also taken a sizable hit from a tornado. They are trying to get back on their feet, and they are trying to use every employee that they can to do that. And so we've been unable to pull some of the people that normally we can. Our group understands that. So we're kind of putting together a different team this time than normal.
Now let's remind people that you are fundraising, and how do people help?
We are on the Facebook page under New Sharon Fire and Rescue under GoFundMe, and they can log in through their Facebook page, come in and see the GoFundMe page, and make their donation there.
Why do you do this? Why do you and the others do this?
I've been asked that many times, and I call it paying ahead. We never know when we may be devastated in our area by a tornado. So it's that reason. It's also the brotherhood between the fire service, the emergency services people, of which we are part of, and knowing what they go through because of the years of experience that we have. We know they're still trying to take care of their communities, and sorry to say, their family, their home is in second place at this point. So we're trying to go in there to help them get that reestablished and get them moving forward on getting some things back to some normalcy for them and their family as quickly as possible.
Thanks to Captain Steve Girard for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com. On demand or for download, just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.